USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the conviction of four Proud Boy members on seditious conspiracy shows the DOJ will do everything in its power to defend democracy.
We have secured the convictions of defendants who fought, punched, tackled, and even tased police officers who were defending the Capitol that day.
Those men were charged in connection to their roles in the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Garland said the evidence detailed the extent of violence that occurred at the Capitol that day and the central role the defendants played in setting it into motion. The accused Atlanta mass shooter will not have an initial hearing. 24-year-old Deion Patterson waived his rights to the initial hearing earlier today. He's charged with one count of murder, four counts of aggravated assault after opening fire in a waiting room of a medical facility, killing one woman and injuring four others. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is withholding judgment over the chokehold death of a mentally disturbed man on a subway.
The district attorney, the police department, they're doing their investigations, and I'm going to respect that. There are many layers to this.
Witnesses tell police 30-year-old Jordan Neely was threatening riders aboard an F train Monday when he was placed in a chokehold. Detectives questioned and released a Marine who put Neely in the chokehold. Four horses have died at Churchill Downs just days before the Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs is now saying a Kentucky Derby horse is scratched from the race and his trainer suspended.
Churchill Downs announced the indefinite suspension of trainer Safi Joseph Jr. It follows what Churchill calls the highly unusual sudden deaths of two horses trained by Joseph at the Louisville track. Earlier in the day and before his suspension, Joseph spoke to reporters outside his barn.
Here we are dealing with a matter that is good for nobody, I mean.
This is Paul Miles reporting. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
A judge is dismissing former President Trump's lawsuit against the New York Times. Trump filed a $100 million lawsuit against three journalists and his estranged niece, who he claimed worked together to get confidential and highly sensitive records on him to use for their own benefit. Justice Robert Reed dismissed the suit and ordered Trump to pay the journalists' legal fees. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates again. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell announced the central bank is raising rates by a quarter of a percentage point, adding that the Fed is committed to bringing inflation down to 2%. A post-meeting statement from the Fed suggests it could pause further increases next month. Want to save more money? Apparently, there's now an app for that.
In a sense, Apple's high-yield savings account attracted just shy of $1 billion in deposits in the first 4 days of its launch. That's according to a Forbes report. The tech giant launched a high-yield savings account last month as more consumers are hoping to take advantage of the ongoing high-interest rate environment. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The restaurant company that owns Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse is buying Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. The deal, worth more than $700 million, will see Darden Restaurants take over more than 150 Ruth's Chris Steakhouse locations around the world. Ruth's, founded in 1965 in New Orleans, brought in $505 million in revenue in 2022. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.